Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fearless Generations with Terry Sayer and Kelly Fox.
Well, hello, and welcome to Fearless Generations, 12 Steps to Freedom. Tonight we're talking step 11, which is passion, and we are talking risk and courting risk, which I kind of like the way that that's worded. But first, of course, we are going to catch up with our beautiful co-host, Terry Sayer. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. I'm enjoying a little bit of a respite. I'm over in Arizona visiting my mother, and that's always a real treat for me. So I've been here since Wednesday. I got here very early Wednesday morning. And so I've been having a lovely visit with my mom and with some of her friends. She lives in an independent living facility, and so I get to visit with her friends when we have our meals together, and also visit with my sister and my brother-in-law. So it's been very pleasant. It's been very restful, and I've been able to get some work done as well as to connect with very important people in my life. So it's been very nice.
Exciting. Very, very good. Today was a big day in my household. It was the first day of school. So they are finally back at school.
Yay.
And everybody seemed to have a good day, so that even makes it better. Today was our youngest daughter's first day of school. She started kindergarten today, and everything seemed to go really well. She had her name on her snack and knew where to put it, and everything went well. So she even came home with the sharing bag, which we still have no idea what she's going to take tomorrow to share with her friends. But hopefully we'll figure it out. So she's pretty excited about that. And other than having to walk home in the heat, she had a really great day.
Oh, was it really hot there today?
Oh. It really wasn't that bad, but we don't go outside very often and definitely don't walk around. So she's not used to it for sure. And I think also the fact that our air quality right now is really, really awful with all of the ash in the air from the fires. It probably makes it a little bit harder to walk.
Getting all the ash in Fresno.
It's
which
the same fires.
The
ash is getting all the way to Fresno. The fire is around LA.
Oh, the one, yeah, because that one's like 98% out now. The one that kept me from coming over to the blue, it's called blue something. The blue something.
Yeah, there's
fire
been anyway. There's been ash in the air for a few days now. And so it's just, you know, bad air quality, and then the fact that she's not used to it.
They keep the kids inside. They don't let them outside.
It's not that bad. Not like last year when it was so bad that it was like totally covering everything. When we had, because the fires were closer to us last year. They were like in Yosemite. And so the ash was a lot worse last year, and they definitely kept them in then. They canceled all the sporting events and everything. But it's not that bad. I think it's a lot worse closer to LA because we're about 4 hours north of the fires. So.
Yeah, well, I'm going to be coming through there tomorrow. Right through where they have
to be
the
careful.
Roads closed and the roads were closed. I'm going to, because the 15 was closed, and that's why I had to turn around and come home that one night that I was headed over here. But it's open now, so that's the way I'll go because I prefer going that way than driving through LA.
LA. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but it was a big day, and it all seemed to go well. Everyone liked their teacher, and pretty much everyone found friends. And so that's always a positive. I think they all want a little bit more in their lunch. Other than that, I think it all went well. Everybody was happy when they came home. Mom's a little pooped from all of the walking back and forth to school, but other than that,
you have to walk with them every day.
No, but we did today because we took pictures and we wanted to, you know, just check in and make sure everything went well, at least, you know, on the first day. But they'll walk to school by themselves tomorrow. But I'll still go get Hazel from kindergarten. But she doesn't necessarily want to walk, so we'll probably drive halfway there and then go get her, and she'll have to walk half the way. But,
That's good. So everything went well.
Liam definitely missed everyone, though. He was a bit, you know, at first he was a bit sad and wanting everyone home. He didn't like being by himself, but he got used to it after a while.
Well, that's good. He'll have mommy.
So what did you say?
Well, I was going to say that I often am able to go to school with him the first day, so I missed not being there today.
Yeah.
But I kept in touch.
They missed having you. But...
everything. So that was fun.
Yeah. Those of our listeners that also are on my normal page, not just the Fearless Generation page, were quite inundated with pictures today. So lots and lots of pictures today. But yeah, even Liam passed out around 6:30 or something like that on the couch. He was just out. He didn't even, he wasn't even up for dinner or anything. So we basically had to wake him up because he was, he wouldn't have gone to, you know, go to sleep tonight if I didn't. So,
Well, that's good.
We were all a bit pooped. But yeah, I mean, first day of school, lots of risks involved, so it's a good segue into what we're talking about tonight. And I think it was kind of funny because my 5-year-old was like just ready to go, so was my 8-year-old, but my 11-year-old was very hesitant and just not really sure of what she was very unsure. She was wanting to hold on to me. And she wanted me there, like, up until the moment that she walked into her class. And so it was kind of interesting. So I didn't get to be there for Hazel when she went in. My husband was with her. But Hazel was just, like, she was just in. She was, you know, doing everything. She was good to go. And it was Arisa that was a little hesitant today. So I think she might take a couple days to warm back up to being social, because she definitely is a social child. So, but it was a little interesting. She was a little intimidated by sixth grade that she wasn't expecting, because she was quite excited the whole way there and before. So, but you know, that's part of going in and doing something new. Sometimes fears come up that we don't anticipate, and what do we do, you know, to address those? And how do we still show up as ourselves and, you know, address those fears that come up? And when she came back tonight, she gave me this whole paper, you know, stack of paperwork to fill out to do volleyball. And so she's still willing to put herself out there and be involved and do the things like she has. Maybe a little hesitant, but she really enjoyed her teacher. And I think that tomorrow will be even a better day for her.
Well, it's interesting, too, because she's the one that has sung on our show before. She just puts herself out there.
Mm-hmm.
And
she does.
And does a lot of things. So it's interesting because fear is an indication that you're taking a risk. So she took the risk of going to school. There's something there that is eliciting that fear, but she's you know, going to go to school anyway. So it's kind of like that, you know, fear is just that affirmation that you're growing and, you know, that you can stay true to yourself. I thought one thing I thought we might look at a little bit is the risk formula, because I think that when we talk about risk, we're talking about risk in this way that actually if we're living true to ourselves and we're following our passion, then we're going to look for ways to grow and to take risks. But I think risk shows up in our lives, and that, you know, the risk formula is one of the strategies or tools that we can use that Fearless Living helps us to incorporate into our toolbox. So, and it's an acronym.
Absolutely.
So the risk formula. So the formula is, for the R, is to release attachment to outcome or to have no expectations. So if I'm trying to relate that to Arisa, I would be making it up, but it might be that, you know, the expectation is that she's not going to make any friends, or that there's not going to be friends there for her to eat lunch with, or, you know, because she's at that age where peer acceptance is extremely important. And so that, you know, how she could detach from that outcome and, you know, how do you help do that? I mean, we can think of that in our own lives. And then investing fully in your intention would be the I part of risk. So first is to release expectations or attachments to specific outcomes, and then to invest fully in your intention, which could be to make your intention is to be open to friendship, to be courageous, like she is when she sings in front of people, you know, when she does theater, to have courage. My intention is to be present and to have courage and to approach people with a smile, whatever her intention might be. So, and then stand for the truth is the S part of risk. So her truth is that she, you know, she believes that she's valuable. She knows that she's a daughter of God. She knows that she has talents and strengths. So stand true, you know, stand for that truth and have that help you be courageous and to fully invest in her intentions, and then to keep kindness as a priority. So kindness for yourself first, and then kindness for others. So that risk formula is really helpful when we're in any situation where we're aware that there's fear. We're willing to take the risk because we have the passion to forward whatever that arena is. And we accept and court that as a way of growing and actually being true to ourselves and to our intentions. So I just think that that's a really powerful tool to remember, the releasing of expectations or that attachment to a specific outcome, and then investing fully in our intention. So that's having a clarity of our passion, a clarity of our purpose, a clarity of our intention, and then standing for our truth, our personal truth, and keeping kindness to ourselves and others as a priority. That's a formula to help us and assist us as we take the risk, whether it's a stretch, a risk, or a die, that we move forward, we take that risk, and we are fueled by our passion to move forward in whatever that intention is for us at the moment. So that's a strategy or a tool that Rhonda Britton has developed, and it's called the risk formula, and it can be applied when we're in fear. And we know we're in fear. That is an acknowledgement that we are moving forward, that we are taking steps to propel ourselves into a new area that's fueled by our passion. So I wanted to share that formula with us tonight as a tool or strategy as we look at our passion, honoring our passion, which is our truth, and moving forward and courting risk so that we can meet that fear head on and be true to ourselves so that we're living in our freedom, our truth, who we are, who our soul intends us to be.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that I love how she uses the term courting risk, because when I think of courting, I think of, you know, like the starting stages of you know, dating or something like that, where it's all exciting and new and thrilling, and you're possibly doing things that you hadn't done before because it's a new person and they have new interests, and you're being open and vulnerable and willing. And I think that that's kind of a way to think of taking new risks and looking into what is it that you're passionate about? What are these steps that you can take to put yourself into a position to get more involved with what you're passionate about, and to be vulnerable, to be open, to be willing to try new things and do new things and, you know, have these new experiences happen for you. And, you know, really allowing that to develop and to see, you know, where it goes, like a new relationship or a new, you know, it's a new experience, and to really, you know, give it the attention and the excitement that comes along with courting. So I really like the vocabulary that she uses there.
Yeah, I think that it really goes back to many of the other steps in the fearless journey. You know, that's just being, mm-hmm. when we talk about courting, it's being aware of your passion, and then having that willingness, or even that even more than willingness, just, you know, to go ahead and be accountable to that passion, where you're taking the steps, building the trust, living in the present moment, you know, being aware of the possibilities, but also being accountable for your intentions and your truth, and taking that passion to action. And that's, I think, sometimes in the act of doing something is where you're really courting the fear. You know, you're willing mm-hmm. to take those steps to write down those intentions, and then what are the goals that will get you to those intentions, and then doing those. And mm-hmm. that's where you really face the fear head on, and mm-hmm. you just court that risk. I'm gonna do it. And mm-hmm. I've been listening to some a gentleman that we met at the retreat, and
Jeff.
His class. Yeah, Jeff. And one of the things that he shared with us in one of the first phone calls that I was on with his mastermind group was that, you know, you delineate the steps, and then even if you don't want to do it because fear is keeping you from doing it, you do it anyway, and you delineate the reasons why you want to do it, and what might be keeping you from doing it, what is it that you fear, and being clear and aware and willing to face those roadblocks, and then taking the action steps to do it. But it's really making that clarification of what is that really what you want to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and
so
I think that that's
passion.
Mm-hmm. What did you say?
I said that's part of passion. Passion is clarity. You know,
mm-hmm.
knowing what your passion is and being willing to take those risks
mm-hmm.
and to do it, even when it's hard to do because you're afraid.
Right. And I think that that's one thing that this month really gives us an opportunity to do, is to really, you know, give yourself that time to really think about it. You know, if we talk about one of our other, you know, powerful partners or coaches that we have on the show, Elaine Glass, where, you know, to get quiet, to allow yourself that time to really think about what it is that you are passionate about? What are the things that light you up or feed your soul or excited? And it could be anything. I mean, I have a friend who is extremely passionate about Star Wars. I mean, everything. She reads books. She has all kinds of, you know, gadgets all around her. Her kids give her things. She's a teacher, and her kids, you know, bring her things. And she's constantly involved in this world of Star Wars. If that's what you're passionate about, go for it. You know, live it, you know, whatever it is that lights you up, because when you're lit up, you're going to share that light and give permission to others without even saying anything, that they can also be passionate. They can also share their light. They can also be lit up by what, you know, influences them and makes them happy and full of life and light. And that's what's going to make the world a better place. Each of us, you know, living in that passion with purpose, you know, and stepping out and taking those risks and allowing ourselves, you know, giving ourselves permission to live passionate lives where we're not just surviving, but we're thriving. And we're living our lives the way that we really want to live it. And it's not about the day-to-day routine. It's not about the mundane. It's not, we're not getting bored. We're not getting passive. We're not falling asleep at the wheel type of thing, but we're actively living our lives. We're actively making choices. We're actively, you know, seeking out opportunities to be involved and participate in those things that bring us joy and bring us passion and love in our lives and sharing it with others. And that's, you know, that's really what life is about, you know, being an active participant in our lives and sharing those things that we're passionate about with other people. And that's why we do this show. We are passionate about fearless living. We're passionate about the 12 steps to freedom. We're passionate about Rhonda Britton and her work. And so we do this show every week. We show up and we share these principles, these skills, these tools with our listeners because we're passionate about this information and these things that we do to help our lives be bigger and brighter, and so that we can then share our light with our listeners, and our listeners can then become passionate about what they're passionate about and share their light with the people in their lives. I mean, it's a beautiful cycle when we're all, you know, doing our part and, you know, taking those risks and stepping out and being passionate and giving ourselves permission to show up and to even consider what is it that I'm passionate about and what are the things that I could do to be more involved, and then stepping out and doing those things. It's just, you know, it definitely can be scary if you've never done it before, or if this is something that you've been not allowing yourself to do for, you know, for whatever reasons, fear has been keeping you from it. But, you know, what's the alternative? And I think that that's kind of what pushes us, is that we no longer are okay with the alternative of living this, you know, half life. And we want to be passionate. I think as people, we generally want to be passionate about our lives and want to be passionate about the things that we're doing. And when we give ourselves the time to, you know, to really consider what it is, and then to also then give ourselves permission to act on it, and to take those risks and to step out and to live in it, you know, then it's, you know, we see, oh, this is what life is supposed to be about. This is, life can be happy and, you know, fun and enjoyable and about the things that I like, not just the things that I feel like I need to do or have to do or I'm supposed to do, right?
Well, and when you invest in the life that you have in order to get the life that you want, then you are investing fully in your intentions. You know, I think that's why writing intentions and then writing gratitudes and acknowledgments are also really a helpful tool to see that you are living in the moment, that you're showing up the way that you want to, according to
mm-hmm.
your passion. I mean, that passion is really the way you show up, the way you want to show up, in order to move forward and to take those actions. So it's like, you know, if you write an intention and then that intention is in line with your passion, and then you write goals, you know, and what are the benefits of taking this risk? What is it about it that I'm afraid? You know, what is fear saying to me, and what am I willing to do anyway? You know, how am I going to invest fully in this intention, and how am I going to stand for my truth, which is my passion, or how I want to show up, and how I want to show up in this very moment. And if we're living in a moment, we're in the present, and we're asking ourselves those questions, and that's what's propelling us forward, then, you know, as long as we keep compassion and kindness for ourselves at the forefront, then we're going to be, those risks are going to be moving us forward and taking us on that journey, whether it's always happy or whether it's challenging or whether at times it's difficult or it's fun. I mean, whatever that feeling or that emotion that is at the present moment, we can move through that feeling. We can feel that feeling and continue moving forward towards that goal, towards that intention.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think if we are definitely focused on, if our focus is on the intention and the passion that is fueling the intention, then when things become difficult or challenging, that is what helps us get through it. Because when you're
right.
focused on the outcome and things become difficult, then you're like, oh, wait, I'm not getting my outcome. This isn't happening the way that I thought it was going to. And then you might stop, or you might think, oh, I made the wrong choice, or I'm going the wrong direction. And yet you are going the right direction. It just, you know, challenges come. And so, yeah, when you focus on the intention of the, you know, and let your passion fuel that intention, then when something comes up, it doesn't hinder you or stop you. You just, you know, you keep going, or you seek support, or you have compassion, or you find a way through or around or over or whatever it might be, because you're
yep.
focused on your intention and you're letting your passion fuel it. So I really
yep.
appreciate that you brought that up.
Yep. Well, and that's why you can say that you court risk, you know, you court risk, because risk is how you grow. You know, if you stay in your comfort zone and you don't take risks, then you're not growing. You're stuck.
Right.
So, again, that you're courting risk when you're stretching and you're taking steps out of your comfort zone in order to, you know, to reach those intentions that are fueled by that passion. And so I think that's really important to think about, is that you're releasing attachments to that outcome, so you're not living in the land of expectations, but you're invested fully in that intention, and you're standing for your truth, which your truth is your passion and your purpose, and
mm-hmm.
you're remembering to be kind to yourself, which is compassion and not beating yourself up, but, you know, just having compassion and kindness.
And allowing your process to be your process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think we're out of time.
Well,
so,
we are out of time. And that was a great way to end the discussion tonight. I love the discussion that we've had about passion and courting purpose and the risk formula. All really great stuff. And the risk formula is on our website under tools. And so if you weren't able to get all of that written down, you can go there and find the four things that RISC stands for. And as always, you can check out fearlessliving.org for more information on RISC and Rhonda Britton and all of the great things that she that she brings to the table with that. And, you know, check out fearlessgenerations.org as well as our Facebook page. And please keep coming back. We love talking to you. We love sharing our passion with you. And we love talking about risk and all the other things that are going to support us in living the life that our soul intended, as Rhonda says. Mm-hmm. And so we thank you. Have a great night and be fearless, everyone.
Be fearless. Bye.